Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I'm excited about today because today is the day that I recognize what huge responsibility I have. And there is a responsibility of mine to steward my communication in a way where it reflects accountability, ownership, the truth, and also a place where I'm imperfect before you and I get to share those flaws and you get to see my growth development. And I love that you guys are in the fire with Honey, right? I am being refined. I am sometimes when I talk to you in the wilderness, sometimes I'm on the mountain, I'm in the sacred place with God. And sometimes I am right there in the thick of it, having to apply the learning. And right now I am applying the learning. Because God can give you so much information, and now you have to know what you know. And what I don't know, I have to go over to God and say, listen, I need you to help me with this. Break this down, oh Father. Give me my portion for today. Clothe me with the armor of God. Make sure I'm loved where I'm hated. Let me be peace where I'm cursed. And allow me to be the example of what Jesus would do in any circumstance. That's a high ask. But I love you so much that I care for you to get a glimpse of God's love. I don't know a love like this. I shared in the previous episode in Boundaries, I wish you could have experienced how God protected me against people he has removed from my life for talking in a ill way about Honey behind her back. Now, this is not things that I heard with my ears. It's things that God heard in private. And in that boundary episode, I'm trying to tell you, jealousy will hop fences. It will do anything it can to say, not you, it needs to be me. So this is a safe place to tell you, go get the help that you deserve. You deserve to have a healthy physical presence. You deserve to have a healthy mentality. You deserve to be able to regulate your emotions. That is your portion on the earth. Queen Lady Honey, I'm in therapy. And when I was out of therapy for those 6 months, I knew when I needed to be fine-tuned. I sought out what I needed. I told God, please, in a hurried fashion, please equip a son or a daughter to speak in my life. And God did just that. Because I can go to the word to be filled up, but sometimes I need to pour out what some of this warfare has done, what some of these relationships have fallen apart. That hits my heart because I love them from a pure place. I was taking the people in my life to see God. And I learned that they were bottom feeders. They didn't even want to go up. They didn't even want to look up. Because all they know is being down on themselves. All they know is a complaint. So with this huge responsibility, I may not be able to get close to you, because in the last episode, I talked about boundaries. And I know that a lot of people that come to hear me, a lot of people that come close to see me, it's just to see, they want to get something on me. You don't have to look for something on, honey. I already expose myself every day. I empty myself to God, and God sees, God knows, I repent, okay? There is nothing happening in my life that you're going to get a scoop on, right? There are some relationships that failed, but that is not even failure. That's learning opportunities for me to become aware with that type of spiritual warfare, that demonic spirit. I needed that experience so I can acknowledge when there's another demonic spirit like such. Sometimes it's hard to grow without deception. It's hard to grow without betrayal. You need a Judas. A lot of you that have all these people around you, listen, I don't know how you gain an experience in the world if you think everyone's for you. If everyone likes you, you're compromised. There is no one on the planet of the earth that should be that beloved, because Jesus was not even that beloved and he was perfect. So that means you are not being who you were created to be. And you need to do better, and you deserve better than to live less than the person that you were created to be. No one should be a fraction of who they're called to be. There's no need for that. I don't care the weight of, you know, what I experience in a day. All of it is worth it, because I get to go to bed and wake up loving the woman that I am. I believe that's the best trade-off that I could get in my life. I don't wake up and say, I want to be someone else. I could not handle this huge responsibility, having a mentality like the mentality of those that God removed from my life. I never want to be around a person being jealous of what God is doing in another person's life. It's so hard to find a friend, and to find a friend is a gift of God. And if you manipulate a person's trust, I'm so sorry for what hurt you, who hurt you. But sister and brother, you need to get to a place of pause and go back and listen to my episode on pause and reset. I need you to know that if you run everyone off, all you're going to have left is your identity. But in your identity is self-hate. That means you left no space for love. No space for positive affirmations. No space for healing. So perhaps that means that you could die that way, or you could choose something different. And my something different is to take the huge responsibility that I have, which is modeling a Christ-like, Christ-centered lifestyle. Now that God has exposed me to exactly what he has dealt with for years, I could not. Listen, I tell God all the time, I'm so glad I'm not God. For years, Satan has been doing the same thing, attacking God because he's good. If you just think about that, think about two 2-year-olds in a room and one of the two-year-olds just smacking the other two-year-old upside the head with a fire truck because the other two-year-old won't hit them back upside the head with the fire truck. And they continue to do that. And they become more angry that the other two-year-old, who's pleasant, won't give them the reaction that they're looking for. And so they come and become more hostile. And that's exactly what's happening on the earth. Is that the devil continues to attack God's children. He was like, respond. God, Jehovah, respond to me. And it's like a little child wanting to get God's attention. And God is not responding. Why? Because when you are of high standard, you don't respond to things that are beneath you. Especially when you're being taunted. You respond at your discretion. Because God has a huge responsibility to not be irresponsible with his emotions. Because God has sons and daughters who are trying their best to let go of certain behaviors so they can stand with a pure and holy God. So that takes time. And because God has forgiven generations, has mercy for generations, the devil can't stand how loving God is. So he's like, okay, if I mess with this daughter and I mess with this son, God will respond now. God is not going to God's way of responding to Satan is exposing, is waking up his son or daughter to the activity of Satan, to let them understand his moves, know his moves, and acknowledge them. That's the best response. That's the best practice. And see, we need to learn by God. Don't respond to people, you know, bad mouthing you and stuff like that, or talking down. It don't matter. It don't matter. Because the biggest, the greatest God of all time, he doesn't respond to Satan. He responded with Christ Jesus, and he's going to respond with the second coming. You don't have to keep going back and forth. Lucifer know what it is. You're not going to beef with somebody who's not better than you, who's not greater than you. Think about it. In sports, you only want to compete against the best. So for those that don't think God is real, then why is Satan beefing with him? If God is not the highest, why is Satan targeting Christ's followers? Why is he not targeting his children? Why isn't Satan happy? Why is he having a personality trait of killing, stealing, and destroying? He's unhappy. And what makes a person unhappy is when you put your huge responsibility before an irresponsible response. And so my responsibility is not just to the platform. It's not just to my page, my content. It's also to my everyday exchanges with people. I have to be sure that I'm talking to this person as if they are a child of God, because that's who they are. I don't care if they have 20 demons inside of them. That person is a son of God, and God loves that person on the other side of that conversation. and he wants that person safe. He wants that person to know that they're loved. So I have a huge responsibility to be loved. And so a lot of my enemies, they confuse that they're getting over on me. No, I'm called to love you, baby. And I got to love you like I love myself. I'm not going to dishonor myself because you want to dishonor me. I'm not going to lower my standard because you have none. I mirror God's reflection. Right? And so I also have a huge responsibility for young girls and women. Because we have not seen women who are honored by other women, who are honored by young ladies. We have not seen a woman be favored with God and man. Normally, when we think of a woman, we think that that woman has favor in her marriage, but we've never seen a woman just come out and attract an audience just based off her character, her mindset, her faith, her devotion, her love. So that's new. Just like our eyes have not seen a man truly being sold out to Christ. So when you see these things, they are attractive. And it's a huge responsibility not to be perfect, but to be perfected. So when I come on here to deliver the woman that God has called, I want you to know this is a huge responsibility. There are times when I have thoughts of saying, you know, it would be easier if I had this, or if this was going in my favor. Nah. All the things I thought I wanted, the community and all these different things, I'm learning that the only thing and person you could trust is God. Us humans are flawed. We don't have the capacity in us for you to trust us 100%. And the reason I'm saying this is because some of us don't even know that we are experiencing spiritual warfare. So we don't know how to protect ourselves from an invisible enemy. We don't know how to guard our eyes. We don't know how to guard our ears. We don't know that when we said things in our childhood, I don't want this, you know, I'll never be this. We don't know that we need to go back and renounce those words and pick up language that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're brave and of good courage, that, you know, we were not created in fear. We're created in the likeness and the image of God. But it's our responsibility to know that, to speak that. Why? Because the world is not going to put that language in our mouths. Why? Because we live in a world full of greed and proposing that our eyes turn our attention to their agenda. And here, I'm promoting freedom on this Here to Go platform. It costs you nothing to tune in. It's free. Jesus paid the price. This is out of pure love. And when someone loves you well, you have a responsibility to protect that love, to honor that love, to cherish that love. Because I know how it feels to have my love mishandled. But it doesn't matter the things that don't go right in my life. I thank God for the things that have. Because I'm blessed for every closed door, every failed relationship. every denial, every delay, it is my pleasure to have those doors closed. It is my pleasure to see people walk away from me because I know who I am and I know what I have to offer. It is a huge responsibility to be a person pursuing growth and seeing people settling for less. But I pick up my portion because I understand that God has greater for me. Right? And so I thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, I want you to go back and check out another episode, because I promise you, this is just the beginning. And I'm having the best time in my second book of life. And in closing, I want to freestyle. Father God, I thank you for being the biggest, largest example that I've ever heard of, seen. So I get to model a remarkable God who has sustainable character. I get to choose to be the woman you created me to be. Because every day thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life as it is in heaven. I thank you for breaking bread with me and allowing me to share that bread with others. This is your foundation, and I'm just grateful to be dust to this and you using my particles to create a bigger plan that I have never seen. God, enlarge this territory so that it may reach the nations that you desire. Again, all, I'm Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.